One country that is asking for help to evacuate its people from Lebanon is the Philippines. There are approximately 30,000 Filipino citizens working and living throughout Lebanon. The government of the Philippines says it simply does not have the resources to help them out. About 250 Filipino citizens did make it back to Manila last Friday. Most are still in Lebanon, and some have taken refuge in a Catholic church in northern Beirut. Father Agustin Advincula is the priest there. He says he's dealing with a large influx of Filipino workers.
We have to make do with whatever resources we have at the moment. Two nights ago, we had around 700 in the compound.
Why have they left their homes to come to the church?
Well, our embassy identified this place because they feel that this is the safest place at the moment because it's in the center of the Christian area. And I'm here so I could arrange things for them.
Are Filipinos able to get out of Lebanon in any way?
Without the help of the our embassy, it's difficult for us to get out of Lebanon. At the moment, sir, we are contented enough with what they are doing for us. Besides the center, there's somehow a daily trip to Syria.
You say a daily trip to Syria. How many people are going? Is it bus trip you're talking about?
Yes, bus trip. This morning, there were six buses at around 40 to 50 per bus.
I was surprised to learn that, indeed, there were about 30,000 Filipinos working in Lebanon.
Yes, sir.
And what do most people do? What kind of work?
We are all working in the houses, in the home, at homes, caregivers, housekeepers.
Caregivers and housekeepers?
Yes, sir.
Working in the hotels as well?
Only a handful are working in the hotels, in the restaurants. Only a handful. Because they don't encourage us to work professionally, so to say.
I see. So it's difficult to get a professional job in Lebanon?
Yes, sir.
And most of the people are working in private households?
Yes, sir.
And tell me, what is the situation with those who are taking shelter in your church? They're sleeping okay? They're having enough food?
Well, they cannot sleep over. They are not sleeping okay. Because our center is not really that big. It's just simply a room. And so they make do. We also sleep on the floor in our country, so it's not really that strange for them. Because what they're really asking for is to be able to go home.
Father Agustin Advincula, who's helping coordinate the evacuation of Filipino workers from Lebanon, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.